Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining today's webinar, A Year in Review with Onaptys Research Labs, Insights to Inform Your 2024 ERP Security Strategy. My name is Hadley Coulter, and I'll be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter any questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player on your end to make it bigger or smaller depending on your preference. And finally, please note that the session is being recorded and we'll share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenters. With us today, we have JP Perez-Ichigoyen, CTO and co-founder at Onaptys, and Paul Ladansky, Director of Threat Research at Onaptys. They'll recap trends from 2023 and provide best practices to prepare you for threats in 2024. Take it away, JP and Paul.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Really excited about all the content we have today with Paul and a lot of insights into what happened during 2023 in terms of cybersecurity for ERP applications. So we'll start right now. We do a quick intro about myself. JP, CTO and co-founder of Onaptys. I have several years experience on SAP security or cybersecurity for ERP applications, SAP and Oracle. My background is really technical in nature, doing vulnerability research, pen testing, cybersecurity assessment, and different areas. And I also lead the Cloud Security Alliance Cloud ERP Working Group. Paul?
Yeah, thanks everybody for joining. It's a pleasure to be able to do this with JP and talk about last year. So I am the Director of Security Research here at Onaptys, and I've got a background in all sorts of things research related, both for threat research, counterintelligence, threat intelligence, threat engineering, vulnerability research. I've worked a lot with botnets and ransomware, incident response, penetration testing. So glad to be here to be able to be working with the Onaptys Research Labs and to be able to talk about the year in review.
Thank you. All right. In terms of agenda, we have a lot of content. We're going to go through an overview of the Onaptys Research Labs, why it's so important to protect SAP applications. We're going to do a look back at 2023 in terms of subsecurity nodes or SAP vulnerabilities. We're going to cover threats that we have been observing during 2023 to SAP applications. We're going to do a deep dive into some specific, most notable vulnerabilities of 2023, some of the most highlighted, most relevant, critical, exploited. Because of different reasons, we have been picking on some specific vulnerabilities to do a deeper dive. And then we're going to start the wrap up talking about business risk and some recommendations for you to take away back to your organization. So with that, I'll pass it over to Paul.
Thanks, JP. So with that said, we're going to dive into a recap about Onaptys Research Labs. The Research Labs focuses primarily on vulnerability research and on identifying new threats. So over the lifetime of the Research Labs team, there's been over 1,000 plus zero-day vulnerabilities that we've discovered, and six of them have been highlighted by the U.S. Department or DHS for critical alerts based, again, upon our research. We also perform pen tests and other professional services. We deliver trainings and talks at conferences, and we also keep contributing to the community and spreading the word about the importance of securing these critical systems. Additionally, our team contributes and gives unique characteristics to our products, as well as to our customers. We update the products with new and unique content. We inform on when we have new threats and detections and new discoveries, and we also help with pre-patch protection.
All right. So It's not only important to understand the different threats and vulnerabilities affecting SAP applications, but it's also important to understand why are we focusing on these applications. When we talk about SAP, what are we talking about? We're talking about a set of technologies like NetWeaver, ABAP, Java, S4HANA, HANA, WebDispatcher, SubRouter, multiple different components that are all interconnected, playing together, ultimately providing business applications. And that's when we can abstract from the technology components or the technological layer into the ERP, the CRM, the PLM, these business applications, these performing and fulfilling business functions. So that's why when we talk about these applications, in reality, we are talking about business processes. And that's why it's so important to protect these applications, because we are protecting the business ultimately from potential disruptions, from theft of information, ultimately, potentially even financial fraud, right? And when we see in terms of the scope of what we are protecting, well, SAP applications are pretty integrated into the largest organizations in the world. Just to get some numbers, 87% of the global 2000 use SAP. 77% of the world's transaction revenue are processed by SAP technology, by SAP applications. And all of the Fortune 500 oil and gas organizations are SAP customers. And so these applications are very much integrated into some of the large enterprises. So that's why it makes it a very critical target for attackers and very prevalent across the largest enterprises in the world. And continuing into that direction, why are we focusing on securing SAP applications? Well, because threat actors are also incorporating attacks to these applications year after year. And on this, what we did is we continued the evolution of since the 2012, which was the very first publicly available claim of an incident involving SAP applications, which was the Greek Ministry of Finance hacked by Anonymous, data leaked into the public, supposedly done through a 0 day on SAP applications, all the way to 2023, where we still see active exploitation of vulnerabilities. We have critical issues like P4 chains, vulnerabilities that can be chained to compromise systems, ransomware being used to target SAP applications as well. Record incidents during 2023 affecting some of the largest organizations in the world. Also credentials compromised involving SAP applications. So a lot of activity, a lot of milestones, continuing this trend of threat actors focusing more and more on SAP applications and SAP technology. And just for you to be able to understand how to measure this, right, and have some numbers, well, this, we are talking about business critical applications, and these are supporting the business, but these are supporting critical processes as well. So we can measure this in a number of different ways. We can measure this by data exfiltrated, data lost. Well, when we talk about that, SAP applications hold some of the most critical information in our organizations, right? It could hold formulas, customers' data, personal information, our employees' information, information about the products that we manufacture, that we ship, a lot of information that is sensitive in nature and very, very critical to us. System outages. In terms of integrating SAP applications into the business processes, this is done at a level that an outage of an SAP application could potentially disrupt the entire business. And we are talking about pretty much every industry, right? from the generation of energy to manufacturing to healthcare. Every industry has a strong integration of SAP applications through the business processes, and outages of these applications has significant impact in terms of monetary, right? Like if we want to measure that. And last but not least, we are not just talking about technology and risk and business risk. We are talking about compliance as well, because these applications are so integrated into the business that in most cases are within the scope of different type of compliance mandates, such as SOX, HIPAA, NERC, GDPR, PCI, and privacy regulations, for example, are also being developed across the world in different regions, within the US, outside. So more and more pressure from a compliance perspective is landing into these technologies because of the nature of the processes supported by this technology. So issues within SAP applications eventually can become very, very critical and very costly compliance fine, right? Depending on the nature of the issue and the mandate that we are talking about, it could become a significant risk to the organization.
So here we're going to focus on vulnerabilities in SAP applications. We're all aware of vulnerabilities in lots of different applications and in hardware out there. Today, we're going to be focusing on vulnerabilities within SAP. And let's jump right into it. This is going to be sort of like a dashboard for that 2023 and what happened with SAP. So we take a look at these numbers. The story here is that miscreants are absolutely looking for ways to get into systems and get at the company assets, the company jewels. And so it is ever more important to make sure that everyone who's running an SAP installation, you have a management program in place. You're doing those patches, you're monitoring your systems, because last year, let's take a look at this, right? We have 146 new and updated notes on the average of 15 per month, and 23 hot news, with 41 being high priority notes. When we take a look at those statistics for last year, the applications, the components that had the most amount of patches are highlighted here. So three of them come back to business objects, and one of them comes back to business one. So, they're definitely interested in these vulnerabilities. As we've seen from the slide that JP was talking about, there is that increase in visibility, and there is that usage of those vulnerabilities by miscreants. Out of 2023, the Onapsis Research Labs has contributed to 50 plus of these vulnerabilities, and it's a very stable release cycle year to year. The ones that we want to focus on during this presentation are going to be P4 chains, RFC vulnerabilities, ICMAD on HTTP2, and IS oil. Okay, JP, I think that's for you, threats to SAP applications.
Yes, and as I do very often, I was muted. Sorry about that. Thank you, Paul. So in the next chapter, we're going to talk about threats. Previously, Paul covered a little bit of the vulnerabilities. We'll get back to that shortly after this. But I want to focus on what are the threats that we are seeing and we have been seeing during 2023 affecting SAP applications. So the first one is not new. Actively exploited vulnerabilities keeps happening. SAP vulnerabilities, as well as other vulnerabilities as well, has been actively exploited continuously, automated in some cases, manually in some others. There are different sources that would allow us to identify what are these CVEs that are being exploited. One of them that I really like is the catalog of non-exploited vulnerabilities, or KEV. This is developed and maintained by CISA. So there are a couple of SAP vulnerabilities there that are actively exploited. There are other sources coming from either honeypots or threat intel networks that allows you to identify additional CVEs that are being exploited that are not necessarily in the CVE as well. So the important parts of this is that SAP vulnerabilities are being exploited too, right? So if you expose a system to an untrusted network, or even if you expose to your internal network different SAP services, in some cases, internal networks are very broad, and even though they are within the walls of a firewall, it's still potentially targeted by an insider or a threat actor that has been able to achieve other levels of compromise. So it's important to understand that vulnerabilities on SAP are being exploited too. And in this case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a video, something that we put together. We were able to capture over a period of time on activity affecting ERP applications, specifically coming from different threat actors exploiting specific vulnerabilities. I hope you can see the video. Basically, what we are seeing here are different sources, different actors targeting specific vulnerabilities affecting real SAP environments. Right? And this is captured by the Onapsis Research Labs and basically regenerating what the threat actors do. And these are just some snapshots, right? Just we have a lot of data coming from these sources, but we basically extracted snippets of these showing the different techniques, right? For example, someone coming from a US IP address, but when the browser is rendered, it's rendered in a different locale, right? So not an English speaker attacker, and exploiting a vulnerability, accessing a system, navigating through the users, navigating through to different areas of the system. This one coming from Sweden as well, combining different vulnerabilities, exploiting a vulnerability to get initial access, and then exploiting a different vulnerability to achieve OS level access. Combining vulnerabilities and trying different techniques. This one as well, exploiting recon vulnerability, CVE-2020-6287, accessing a portal, navigating through the information that is available to the attacker in the enterprise portal. This other, accessing also sales documents, HR, and financial information from the system, navigating through the different users and employees, and extracting data that way. So these are just some examples of what threat actors do when they access SAP applications. It's been extracted from the capabilities that we have to monitor attacks to SAP applications. I think it makes it relevant in terms of the different type of vulnerabilities that are being used to compromise the systems, and how those threat actors also understand SAP applications and are able to navigate different sections of the application as well. Moving forward, another threat that we want to cover is the user credentials compromise. This is not a specific to SAP threat. This is something across the board that affects multiple applications. Well, SAP is no extent from this, right? So originally, this was highlighted by a researcher on LinkedIn. And digging deeper on that, we found that thousands of credentials were dumped on a Telegram channel. But this was just the tip of the iceberg, right? Because credentials compromised, credentials dumped, credentials that are being commercialized, offered, sold, and bought through different mechanisms, also contain credentials to access SAP applications. And these are harvested through malware, phishing, different techniques that allows threat actors to capture credentials. So it's important to understand that through these threats, also SAP credentials are being affected. And we have seen that during 2023. Just some numbers. We did an analysis on the on this one specific called TTA leaks. It was hundreds of megabytes of dumps of credentials. These credentials could be linked more than 1,000 to internet-facing SAP applications. So if you start filtering down and check on the URL, over 250 were unique SAP URLs and over 200 unique organizations. And if we look at the affected industries where we talk about energy and utilities as the number one, followed by education, manufacturing, government, oil and gas. So we see all the big industries here, or at least the critical infrastructure is present here as always. And just some examples of the most common and generic. Please don't use this type of passwords when you set up an account on an SAP or anywhere. There is another threat that also had prevalence during 2023, and this is ransomware. Ransomware has been hitting hard organizations during 2023, and it's not an issue of last year. It's an issue that has been developing for the past couple of years. And this is one way threat actors have to monetize, right? They can profit out of it, and it's proven being very effective. And 2023 has been a record year in terms of companies affected, but also companies affected that also affected their SAP applications. So we have been called into a number of incidents where organizations were affected by ransomware that also affected their ability to operate on SAP. So it's important to understand that there are ways to prevent ransomware. There are ways to prevent ransomware across the board, but also there are ways to prevent ransomware when it comes to SAP, right? Good security hygiene, vulnerability management, continuous monitoring, that those are good initial steps towards improving the security posture against potential ransomware attacks. And you have some resources there in terms of what we saw over the past couple of years. When it comes to Black Cat, during 2023, there's been a couple of incidents involving Black Cat. Black Cat has been, it's a ransomware gang that has been over the news in a number of occasions. And it's important to mention that ransomware that is being used by Black Cat and by other ransomware gangs has been improved to understand SAP processes and services and capture information from that. So as you can see, within the specific binaries that are used by these ransomware gangs, we can see specific terms around SAP. SAP, subhost exec, subhost call, substart SRB, subservice, subhost exec, all of those are relevant processes and services that can be analyzed by ransomware and leveraged when the ransomware is executed. The other side of the screen, what you're seeing is basically a dump of specific SAP relevant information that has been shared in a ransomware scenario where a ransomware gang basically dumped data from an affected organization, including data that is relevant to SAP and information from SAP. The other piece of information that we want to share, and it's relevant when we look back at 2023 and beyond, is the time to exploit a trend, right? Time to exploit has been analyzed and reported by Mandiant over the past couple of years. It's basically, okay, since the moment that a CVE is known all the way till it starts being exploited, so what is the time it takes, right? How do we measure? And as you know, like Mandiant is a market leading organization in terms of incident response. So they have a lot of data points and they've been measuring it. So they released a report, Time to Exploit, in September of last year. So a couple of takeaways here. The number of exploited CVEs continues to increase, as it does the number of CVEs, right? On the flip side, time to exploit continues to decrease. So there are more CVEs, and the bad guys are exploiting them faster. So it's adding, both are contributing to stressing our security teams. The other parts that I found quite interesting, the number of variety of exploited targets is increasing. Whereas before, threat actors would prefer like more standard, like Microsoft vulnerabilities or very, very focused on a set of technologies. Now they have started broadening their aperture in terms of what are the technologies that are being affected. And so they are not just focusing on the good, shiny, latest Microsoft vulnerability. They really leverage everything and anything they can to be able to compromise applications. And also, all the vulnerabilities are still valuable targets for threat actors. So they still leverage good old remote command execution vulnerabilities and things that you may think are no longer existing because it's been so long that the patch has been already implemented. Well, that's not the case in some cases. So they still use those good old vulnerabilities that are still out there and very well known. We, in the case of Recon, that was a critical vulnerability that was patched, discovered by Elapsis and patched by SAP in 2021, we detected exploitation as soon as 72 hours after the patch was released. So very soon after the release of the patch was available for organizations to apply. Several exploits started popping up and active exploitation followed those releases. Now we're going to deep dive into the most notable vulnerabilities of 2023.
Yeah, thank you. And it's also important to note, too, that also made the top, CISA published a top exploited list of vulnerabilities, and that made the list for the first time of one of the most top exploited vulnerabilities. Here, we're going to focus on RFC, remote function call. And what's interesting about this story is initially the first time I believe that we had an RFC vulnerability disclosed was back in 2007 by our co-founder and CEO, Mariano Nunez. And here we have 16 years later, last year, a researcher, Fabian Haag, he went ahead and discovered these vulnerabilities as well. And they're really important. If they're compromised, it could lead to remote unauthenticated attackers. It's got the potential to impact the integrity, the confidentiality, and availability of these applications. So there's these four vulnerabilities that are affecting the RFC protocol, and the patches were released between 2021 and 2023, and the ranges of the CVSS score goes from 5.3 to 9.8. So why are they relevant? Again, they are potentially remotely unauthenticated exploitable. They affect this key RFC protocol, and it can be complex to remediate and to mitigate. So in some cases, you'll see here, as we've pointed out, kernel patches may be required, an update to SAP basis may be required, and also migration might be required as well. The next one is ICMAD. And ICMAD is an interesting one. We have issued a couple of vulnerability findings on that throughout the past couple of years. We have a new one that came out as well, but ICMAD was added into the CISA and into the KEV, and it affects this core component of SAP, the ICM. So what that means is that it's potentially exploitable through HTTP without authentication. And it also affects the kernel, SOP, ABAP, Web Dispatcher, and HANA. There is a workaround possible, but it involves disabling HTTP too. These two new vulnerabilities were patched by SAP in July of last year with CVSS scores from 7.7 to 8.6. Now we're going to go into P4 chains, which was also discovered by Onapsis Research Labs.
Thank you, Paul. So as Paul mentioned, we are highlighting a couple of vulnerabilities, RFC ones discovered by Fabian Haag, and really critical in nature, but also interesting from a historical perspective, right? The evolution of these vulnerabilities, understanding how this protocol, even though it's really mature, still has room for evolving and has been evolving with the different versions of SAP. ICMAD, another resurgence of vulnerabilities, something that was patched in 2022, but also when it comes to HTTP2, still some issues patched by SAP again. So good synergies between different types of vulnerabilities that come back as well. So it's important to keep up with the patches, right? Patches are not one and done. It's not like, okay, I apply the patch and it's all good. We need to keep that process as soon as we have new patches, new vulnerabilities, pay attention to them. So P4 chains is not one vulnerability, it's a set of vulnerabilities that were discovered by the Onapsis Research Labs and presented by Pablo Artuso and Ivan Genner in Black Hat of last year. So it was presented at different security conferences, but most prominently at the Black Hat one, because of the criticality of these issues. And the interesting part is that individually, these vulnerabilities are not so critical, but when we look at them in a group, at a whole, that's when they become a problem, right? So that's when the combination of some vulnerabilities can lead to ultimately a compromise of the system. So let's get into more of the details. If you want to take a look at the more details on these, there are a couple of resources. You have a threat report on our website. You have also the white papers that the researchers presented at Black Hat. So it has a lot of additional details as well. So take a look at the webpage and you will be able to see that. But in terms of the vulnerabilities themselves, as you can see, it ranges from 5.3 to 10. Different type of vulnerabilities, SQL injection, file access, server-side request forgery, different nature of vulnerabilities, most of them affecting services that are exposed through the P4 protocol, a proprietary protocol developed and maintained by SAP. And all of them could be exploited through P4, but P4 most likely only restricted to either the servers or the internal network of the organization, and not internet facing, or not exposed to an untrusted network. So if we think about the impact of all these vulnerabilities ranging from 5.3 to 10, well, attackers could read any database table, access any information on the database, you know, like that's the most critical part of an SCP application. Arbitrary read of operating system files, modification of sensitive information, disclosure of passwords, denial of service. That's a very, very critical a component of SAP as well, because downtime on SAP applications is very expensive, very very disruptive to organizations. Execution of RFC functions, information, technical information that is leaked from the technical components of the system. So a lot of different impacts, some very, very critical, some others not so much, but all of them can be exploited with no authentication or no authorization and through the P4, as I mentioned before. But most likely, this P4 service is not exposed to untrusted networks, or we would like to think so, right? I wouldn't expect to see a P4 service internet-facing or listening to the user's network. So let's see another example here. On a POC, this is actually a POC that was presented at Black Hat as well. It was presented by Pablo and Ivan as part of the P4 Chains presentation. So as you can see, it's checking if the port is open. So it's basically doing an nmap. So yes, the port is open. And the attacker who is using customized scripts, right, is using very specific and custom scripts for this, is going to be accessing the P4 service remotely. As you can see, there are different attempts here that are happening, trying to increase the size of the screen to see this more in details, but it's basically brute forcing, and eventually the attacker would be able to access that information with proper time. The brute force attack exploiting CVE-2022-43272 is gonna be effective. That's one of the demos that was presented at Black Hat. The other demo is this one. It's a remote command execution. You see the VLAN computer is basically opening a netcat port on his own computer. So it's opening a port basically. And the attacker is exploiting a remote command execution in Solman by using a specific exploit or POC that he has. And the attack is ongoing, it's connecting through P4, triggering the an SSRF and a command injection, so combining two vulnerabilities here. And as you can see, what it was able to do is basically get command execution on this SAP system through a remote shell or reverse shell, right? So combining vulnerabilities in this case, that's why the P4 chains, and I'm gonna get into more of the details of the different combinations, but that's how the attacker can achieve ultimately a full compromise of the system. So the name of P4 chains is basically because of two components. One, we're talking about mostly P4 vulnerabilities affecting the P4 protocol, but on the other side, vulnerabilities that can be chained and combined with other configurations or even other vulnerabilities to ultimately be exploited through the HTTP protocol. And the HTTP protocol could be potentially exploited over the internet and could potentially be exposed to networks that are not internal. So let's see the different chains. The first one is through the tunneling application, and this was probably the most critical one. There is another vulnerability part of P4 chains on that if we look at this in an isolated way, we will see that the CVSS is not super high, 6.5. This CVE 2023-28761 basically allows for an attacker, remote, unauthenticated, to do different things, but one of them is turn on a specific HTTP service on the system. So this HTTP service could be the tunneling, P4 tunneling service that allows for P4 connections through HTTP over the ICM port. So if we look at this more like graphically, we see that, okay, the firewall is gonna be preventing the attacker from connecting through P4. However, the Java application is exposing the ICM or the HTTP interface. So the attacker is gonna do exploit first the vulnerability to turn on the P4 tunneling service. And through that P4 tunneling service, if it's started, it's gonna route P4 requests and potentially exploit P4 vulnerabilities, all of the dozen of vulnerabilities that were patched by SAP. So we see another video now, part of also the Black Hat presentation. In this case, I hope you can see the screen properly. We have the billion computer on one side, and we see that the attacker is trying to connect to the SAP system. The attacker doesn't have any username or password, right? So he's not able to do that. But he knows that on that TCP port, there is a potentially an enterprise portal, there is potentially a different SAP applications, and also the P4 tunneling service, right? That as he tested, it's not started. So the attacker is trying the CVE that allows him to basically start the P4 tunneling service, which after that, he's able to actually access through that P4 tunneling service and access combining with another vulnerability, accessing the passwd file, right? So that's just one example of the many things that the attacker could do in this scenario. So the second chain is through the message server HTTP, which is turned off by default, could be protected by an ACL, so there is another configuration that restricts who can connect to this service. It can be reached through HTTP, and it could be exposed to the internet. We have seen some instances of this service internet facing as well. And the third one is through the subrouter. Subrouter can tunnel also P4 requests and specific requests to the SAP systems. So if the ACL is not properly configured, it could be another entry door to the P4 vulnerabilities. And there are thousands of these subrouters exposed to the internet. We don't know how many of those are weakly configured. Hopefully, all of them are securely configured. So how do you stay protected against these P4 chains vulnerabilities? Well, it all starts with the patches, right? Install patches, make sure that the P4 port is restricted, monitor traffic, update to NetWare 7.5 to the latest version as much as possible, and then prevent all the chains, right? Make sure that the ACL for the subrouter is properly configured, the ACL for the mesh server is properly configured, and make sure that the application P4 tunneling is not started, right? That you're not using it in production. So, also to look at this graphically, I love this diagram that the team put together. It's okay. How can we look at this in the ways that different vulnerabilities can be combined? Well, we have CVE-2023-24523, which allows for command execution, right? Root access to the system, but only exploited locally. The user has to perform requests locally. But then there are other P4 services that allows for remote command executions, SSRF, arbitrary files, SQL injections through specific P4 services. And then we have another vulnerability that allows for arbitrary start of applications. Well, one way could be an attacker starting the P4 tunneling service, and then through P4 perform a remote command execution, and then with local access elevate privileges to root. So that's through HTTP all the way to root, no privileges required. That's one way of combining three vulnerabilities into one attack. The other could be starting the P4 tunneling application, executing the server-side request forgery, and through local HTTP access, becoming root in the system. So all of those were different ways to exploit and combine P4 vulnerabilities to ultimately achieve a broader attack or a broader compromise on the system. This was, again, presented at Black Hat, and we have worked with a lot of organizations to help them address these vulnerabilities in a timely way. With that, I'll pass it over to Paul to cover the ISO section.
You stepped through that chapter so wonderfully. So SAP is a powerful application with a lot of different modules and components, and SAP has the ability to serve industry-specific solutions. And in this particular case, we're going to focus on the ISOIL industry-specific solution. And this is important because it is critical infrastructure. So when it comes to components or applications or modules that you're running for an industry-specific solution, and you're part of critical infrastructure, it is so very important to continue to make sure that you're patching and that you're looking at the logs, that you're looking at indicators out there to make sure that your systems continue to remain safe. In this particular case, last year, we've seen SAP Security Note with a CVSS score of 9.1 that was released. It was released once and then I think updated again last year, but it patches an OS command injection vulnerability within ISOIL. So it allows a miscreant to potentially take advantage of this module, and it could lead to compromise. I mean, it could potentially lead to a regional situation, especially in this critical infrastructure for oil companies. Again, right, this is an example of vulnerabilities are being found. SAP is working fantastic to be able to patch them and to release those updates for companies to step through their vulnerability management programs. Now, when we talk about making sure that you are patching your systems and you are monitoring your systems, there is that element of risk. Right, and JP is going to go ahead and walk us through that business risk. You're on mute, JP.
Thank you. All the time I keep doing it. So just to wrap up on the content side, just for you to understand why is this important, right? when we talk about risk, it's a basic equation that considers probability and impact. So risk equals probability times impact. By the beginning of the session, we started talking about how important SAP applications are, how critical for the operations of the business, the disruption of operations or downtime, or even data exfiltration, financial impact. There are many different things that could eventually become a huge impact to the business. So that there's never been question about that. Now, the other side of the equation is the probability, right? Hey, do threat actors know about SAP technology? Do they use SAP vulnerabilities? Do they compromise the systems? Are SAP applications part of incidents? Are these things happening? Well, yes. Over the past years, we have seen countless examples of incidents on affecting organizations, threat actors actively looking for SAP applications, compromising SAP applications, and it's kind of the new normal, right? It's like SAP applications are part of the targets that threat actors incorporate in their campaigns. So they use SAP vulnerabilities, they have the knowledge to compromise the system. So I think it's important to look at it that way. When I talk about a big risk, right? It's not just that these are critical applications and we need to take care of them. The probability is high and the impact is very, very big. I wanted to quickly touch base on another resource that basically was provided by CISA. It's a way to categorize the vulnerabilities in or the reaction to a vulnerability. Now, the interesting part of this, and you'll have a link to a FTC article about that, is that when we talk about SAP applications, this pretty significant tree, decision tree that incorporates multiple different aspects becomes very simple. And in most cases, we need to attend at or track, in most cases, attend or act to the vulnerabilities because of the nature of these applications and the impact to the business. So I will encourage you to take a look at this FTC article, linking back to CISA and the categorization framework that they have released. So wrapping up. So there are many different ways that we can start addressing this and reducing the risk to our business applications. But it boils down to four concepts. First, identify, have visibility into the ERP applications you have, the attack surface, the landscape, the vulnerabilities, misconfigurations, integrations, users. There are many different aspects that are in many cases a gap to security teams and a blind spot to organizations. Then it's understanding what are the vulnerabilities that are affecting the system, right? And vulnerabilities, we're not just talking about CVEs. We're talking about CVE is one part of that, but vulnerabilities affecting the kernel, the ABAP systems, the Java systems, affecting potentially configurations. You know, there are thousands of different configurations, hundreds of them security relevant in SAP applications. Making sure that those settings are properly set, that those users across the different clients, across the different application servers, across different systems, across different landscapes. So the complexity in SAP applications is such that it's important to have visibility across the board on your landscape. So recognize that vulnerabilities affecting other vendors are also growing, but it's also important to consider vulnerabilities affecting SAP, right? So in many cases, organizations focus on the latest shiny vulnerability that is being exploited on Microsoft, Apple,
Google. So that's definitely important. It's super important. We need to address that, but let's not lose sight of the crown jewels and the vulnerabilities that could affect our organization as well. And it's not about creating customized specific processes for SAP. It's really about bringing SAP into your existing vulnerability management process, threat detection process, incident response program. So integrating SAP applications into your existing processes so you don't create ad hoc one-off processes and assets, but you really create a comprehensive security program that covers not only your entire set of assets in the organization, but also the crown jewels as part of that. And that comes with being purposeful about that, right? It's the intention is the first step, and then considering the programs, the processes, the technology, all of the requirements around that. A couple of helpful resources. We release open source tools continuously as part of what the Onapsis Research Labs releases. We generate Defender's Digest monthly. There are Patch Tuesdays, blogs released monthly as well. There are a lot of resources in our webpage and in our GitHub as well. I encourage you to take a look at that and see which one of those are helpful to you, and reach out. If you have any questions, comments about the resources or anything, happy to take any feedback from you. I'm happy to be helpful as much as possible. So with that, Hadley, over to you.
Thank you. And that does bring us to time for today. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered. And also just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. And with that, thanks again to JP and Paul and to everyone for joining today's webinar. Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good one.